Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, everybody. It's Maria Boynton reporting. My guest today is Melody Maddox. She is the second in command, newly crowned, second in command at the DeKalb County Sheriff's Department. How are you?
I'm very well. And yourself?
I am doing well. Got to say, you look beautiful sitting here in all your regalia. And I call it regalia. I know it is your official uniform with the Sheriff's Department.
Thank you.
It's great to see you.
So good to see you. Thank you.
Congratulations on the promotion.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. And I want to tell you congratulations on your new position as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Women just moving and doing things. I think, give me a high five.
We're doing great things.
Yes, yes we are. Yes. Because the community needs us.
Yes, they do.
And you're from Decatur.
I am. Georgia born, Grady baby.
She's a Grady baby, y'all. We're talking to none other than Melody Maddox. She is the second in command at the Sheriff's Department in DeKalb County. Your title is Chief Deputy.
I am Chief Deputy, yes.
And what is that job?
That job oversees all the operations for the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office, which consists of the jail administration, as well as the field division and other parts of the Sheriff's Office.
Now, you were just sworn in just days ago.
Actually, on my birthday, July 12th.
Wow.
I turned 53. Yeah, I like to say my age because I'm proud. I'm blessed to be here. So, yes.
53.
Yes.
And we know what we say about the 50s. They're the new, what, 20s?
Yes, I'll take the new 20s. Okay. I was going to say new 30s, but I'll take the new 20s.
Accept it, my sister, yes. And go with pride.
Yes.
So, you were sworn in by current Sheriff Jeffrey Mann.
Yes.
And the two of you were, at one point, opponents.
Yes, we were opponents. But the thing is, I always said we ran for the same office. We were not running against one another, but we were just running for the same seat. And we had the same ideas, and that's how I got into this position. He appointed me in this position because we did have the same thoughts and ideas as to what we wanted to continue to do for the citizens of DeKalb County.
Everyone, we're talking to Melody Maddox. She is the new chief deputy for the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office. You received your bachelor's degree from Morris Brown College.
Yes. Yes, dear old Morris Brown, my alma mater. Yes.
And attending an HBCU, how important is that to you?
It's very important. HBCU, to me, was the foundation for me to further my career in law enforcement. I have had very good professors, such as Dr. Melissa Middleton, one of my very, very best professors, Dr. Johnny Mae Dumas Myers. I hope she's listening so she can hear this. She instilled in me the values of law enforcement. And one thing she taught was integrity, ethics, and good moral standards. And I embrace that. And that is what I take with me as the chief deputy of the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office.
What is it like being a woman in the law enforcement field?
It's very challenging sometimes, but it allows me to show my strength, but still be a lady at the same time. But it also allows me to express to other young ladies that you can still wear a uniform and have the strength that we have, but to also still be a lady in that uniform.
And that being said, so how do you balance the traditional view of law enforcement with traditional ideas of being a woman?
Well, I just let individuals know that, first of all, it's how I carry myself in the uniform and how I present myself to the community. And it's also how I treat people. You know, this is a male-dominated field. You have to realize women make up 13% of law enforcement, and only 9% of those women that are in, of the 13%, are in high-ranking positions, and only 5% of those are in a lieutenant or above position. So I'm trying to break that mold and tear down those batteries so other females will be able to get into this position as well.
You are chief deputy. So how did you get to this point in your career where you are the chief deputy?
Well, you know what? I had a vision. I had a vision and I had a plan. And it started again back in Morris Brown College. I knew what I wanted to do and I knew what it was going to take in order for me to get there. So I'm always thinking ahead. I pulled forward, and here I am as the chief deputy. And that's where I have to give a shout out to my sheriff, Sheriff Jeffrey Mann, who saw that and saw the skills and the ability for me to do, and he sought me out and had me to come over and appointed me as his second in command. And again, we're on the same page. We have the same vision. I'm excited about working with him and to serve under his leadership.
She is Chief Deputy Melody Maddox with the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office. So what do you want your imprint to be?
I want my imprint to be in the community that people know I operate on what I call the EAR method. And my team knows it very well. It's called the EAR. I operate in excellence, accountability, and respect. And that's what I want people to know, that from my sheriff's office, that that's what we're going to put out in the community, the EAR, excellence, accountability, and respect. That's what my motto is for me as well.
I've been covering the situations involving the community and police, law enforcement for quite some time. Just this past Sunday, attended a community summit on addressing the issues of police abuse. Regarding the tension between minority communities and the police, how would you say you've managed, and what are your plans in this position?
My plans in this position is to continue to do what I have been doing. And that is being active in the community. But Maria, let me say this. It first starts at home. The Bible says that we must get your house in order before God tells you before you can get his house in order. And that's what I want to make sure that I do. I want to make sure that we get our house in order at the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office first, and we become the family unit that we should be. And as we complete that circle, then we're able to go out into the community and form an outlet with them and to let them know that, hey, this is what we're doing and this is what we plan on doing in the community. So I'm looking forward to continuing to work and the capacity of the community, and as well as taking my team out there with me, and again, operate on the EAR.
You've taught women self-defense.
Yes.
Are your plans to bring that? Do you plan to bring that into this department?
Actually, we have officers, female officers, that are trained just as well. So what we're going to do is just incorporate and expand it and take it out to the community and continue the work that I have been doing with woman-to-woman personal awareness and safety training. But not only just to women, but also to men as well. Men don't like to think they need self-defense, mm-hmm. but they do in this day and time. And it is okay to take it from a woman.
So how detailed is that training? What all do you do in it?
Well, it's about situational awareness, how to not even put yourself in a situation, to be more conscious of your surroundings. Look at such as going into a restaurant or any building. As I walked in here, I wanted to know, where were my exits in case something should happen? What's my emergency plan? The what if? I'm always the what if. I have to say my career goal was to be an attorney, mm-hmm. and my in college was actually a criminal justice major, and I wanted to become an attorney to eradicate the injustice perpetuated in the criminal justice system. However, once I got into law enforcement, I got a taste of it and I just loved it. So I stayed in it, and I don't think I could have chosen a better career for myself.
A little birdie told me they used to call you Mad Dog.
That's my street name, Mad Dog. Mad Dog Maddox, yes.
Where did that come from?
Well, because I was in a hustle and bustle. I was in the trenches with the officers, and I loved being in the streets because I wanted to. It was not that I was trying to prove anything, but I still had to let people know that, yes, I can handle my business, walk around with a gun or several guns, but at the same time, I'm still a lady. I always look at the Martin with Shanae. I'm still a lady.
A lady,
yes.
Oh, gosh, I see the Shanae now.
Yes.
It is truly an honor and a pleasure to talk to you, Melody Maddox.
Thank you so much.
She is the Chief Deputy for the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office. I know we're going to have you back soon.
Yes, I hope so.
Oh, we will.
And I look forward to it. And again, I just want to take this time to say thank you again for this opportunity. It's more than an honor.
Indeed. Everybody, thank you for listening. I'm Maria Boynton reporting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.